Believe it or not, no. Well, I won't say no. I mean, not as much as I do the ones that like William Cone Bryant, Thoreau, Emerson. I don't know why. You know, I guess the feeling is different. The mood is different. I don't know if it's the period of time or what, but I can identify more with some of the things that I think Bryant is talking about, that Poe is talking about. Dunbar is talking about, you know, not to just isolate any one particular facet, but it seems as if there's a different period of time, you know.
Do you think it's possible to say where contemporary poetry is going, what the subject is, or the style, or anything like that?
I would say this, that it will probably, it depends on the time. The times itself and what precipitate certain situations will cause individuals to write different things. I have noticed that in my writing, and if you thumb through, the things that affect me most are things that have always been prevalent in our society. Several of those have been poverty. Several of the poems in there too, well, many of them are about love. Which has always been prevalent, you know, in our society, have been with us. So there is not one particular facet that I think a poet is going to key in on. I think it's going to be those things that affect him most, you know, at that particular time.
We're talking about contemporary poets and influences a minute ago. Have you read much Dickey or Randall Jarrell or people like that?
No, I haven't. I have read Ron McEwan.
What do you think about McEwan? It seems to me that a lot of poets who consider themselves to be so-called legitimate poets or serious poets, whatever that is, seem to be down on McEwan. Do you find that to be so? Do you think, I don't know, that maybe that his verse is trivial or it's inconsequential? A lot of people talking, you mentioned Poe. I think in Poe's time, a lot of people referred to Poe as the jingle jangle man or something like that. Why do you suppose that is, that people have this attitude toward McEwan? Just to give you an example of I was in a classroom one time, an English class, and a student asked this professor what he thought of the poetry of Rod McEwan. And the professor said, well, just as soon as he writes some, I'll let you know.
Well, you know, I guess it's always been true. People do not understand the contemporary poet. They don't understand the poet in their own time. You know? So I have read some of Rod McEwan's books, and I find that his mode of expression is one that that everyone should identify with, because basically he's talking pretty about some of the same basic principles that I mentioned to you earlier: love, nature, and it's his mode of expression might be different, like all poets, because if he had the same means of expression that Poe had, it wouldn't be anything unique. But I can't see anyone coming down on him, because I don't come down on any poet or poetess. You know, I might not care that much for reading their material as much as I do somebody else. But I can appreciate what they've done, and I can appreciate what they're saying. It's almost like a song. You know, you might prefer country and western. I might prefer jazz. I might prefer classical music. But it's all term what? Music, you see. But just because I have my classical music on, I mean, you're not going to sit up and maybe not pat your feet to it. I sit up and enjoy it. I listen to the beat. But for your own preference, you will go and buy. When you give it to buy something, you might buy something entirely different. You see?